This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We learned that Florence is getting stronger and stronger by the minute, and it's truly turning into a beast of a storm.
All right, Hurricanes, they are definitely emptying the shelves and evacuating. The governors of Virginia, North, and South Carolina, mandatory evac orders that affects hundreds of thousands of people. You know, I've spent some time in Charleston. Most of my friends have cleared out of there. It is upgraded to a Cat 4. They're saying the winds doubling over 12 hours from 30 to 60 miles an hour. And they're already talking about what the damage is that it will cause, as far as what it's going to cost, etc. Kate Delaney, what a way to start America Tonight. We go right to Bob Ney, the former congressman from Ohio, from Talk Media News. Hey, Bob, you've weathered this before, certainly when you were in Congress, having to deal with things that happened like 9/11, of course, and this is now, can you believe, what has it been, 17 years? And then we see Florence bearing down on these people, two very different things, but something that you have to scramble and deal with when you represent people in an area, right?
Oh, yes, for sure. And at the time, I was in charge of security of the Capitol, and we were evacuating the Capitol with 911, and, you know, it was just horrible trauma for so many. I can remember the Capitol Hill police officers standing outside while 10,000 people were running out of the complex, and they were yelling, there's a plane inbound in 14 minutes, run. And I can remember just clearly because of that plane headed, you know, that was brought down in Pennsylvania. And then, of course, we had Katrina during my time in Congress, and horrible tragedies. But boy, this one coming to the coast seems like it's going to be a horrible thing.
Yeah, they're talking about, you know, trying to put it into perspective. Hopefully, it's about, you know, saving lives. But $27 billion they're saying in losses to homes, businesses, ag, tourism. And I've spent so much time, especially this past 2 years, in the Carolinas. I know exactly what they're talking about. Tourism is huge there, and of course, when a place is ripped up, you're not getting the tourists, and you're trying to put the pieces back together, and that affects the local economy. And it's really, really tough on the people.
Well, that's right, Kate, the human trauma and also then, you know, the damage. And, you know, the government steps in with FEMA, local, state, and federal, but, you know, nobody's ever made whole. I mean, it just doesn't cover everything. And so people really have to go through a lot. It's going to be a real tough one.
Absolutely. All right, how about the story about Kavanaugh? That's what everybody's talking about. And they're talking about an investigation now into this $1.3 million threat that's hanging over the head of, I guess, Senator Susan Collins. And they're saying that this is going to, there's this money from a website that's going to be provided to her next opponent if she votes to confirm Judge Kavanaugh's nomination to the Supreme Court. I mean, what is going on? We're being held hostage by the internet and websites. What's that about?
I mean, you know, you think you've seen it all, and then, of course, you know, somebody else is going to step in probably and say, no, 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 if you support him, we're going to cover that $1.3 million and we'll raise you $100,000, you know, more. It's like a poker game or something, like Texas Hold'em. And, yeah, it's amazing. I mean, there's high stakes on this thing. But, you know, to come out front and just say, well, you better do this or this money kicks in, it's just incredible. This is such a trauma for so many people, this nomination.
Yeah, absolutely. So we still come to the same conclusion, though. He gets confirmed, right?
I'm with you, just as you and I have talked a couple of times now. I think when this first started, we were talking if there's a silver bullet out there, which I don't see by now, then he's going to make it. He's going to get confirmed. The $1.3 million, by the way, is for a non-existent opponent that she has. I'm still arguing that Heitkamp, Senator, she's from North Dakota, or Senator Manchin are going to support him, and then Murkowski of Alaska and Collins support him on the Republican side. They were shaky at first. So I think that he makes it with either one or two Democratic votes. I think it's done, and it's going to be done by October the 1st.
Yeah, absolutely. In the meantime, the U.S., Canada, they're going to meet on Tuesday earlier than expected on this whole NAFTA thing. So is this going to just be boom, done? They're going to stamp this off? And that's huge, actually, for Trump, isn't it?
Oh, this is amazing. Look, how many presidents and candidates have we seen that, you know, elect me, I'm going to fight China, I'm going to do this? From Obama said it, and George Bush and Clinton. And then, of course, then after that, they never saw a trade deal they didn't like. And President Trump said the same thing they did, and he's doing it. And who would have thought that he would get Mexico first? I would never have dreamed that. And that brings along, I think, a lot of pressure for Canada. And then the Chinese thing, you know, they hit us, so Trump hits them back twice. They hit us, he hits them back three times. I think and predict, if just looking at how this is conducting itself with the Chinese, he's eventually going to win something on that. But this is big. And, of course, you know, he's had other problems, we all know. But when it comes to these trade deals, which is, by the way, as you know, that's why he won four states he shouldn't have, trade deals are a big deal.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's not much going on in Washington other than Kavanaugh, NAFTA, tax reform 2.0, trying to make individual tax cuts permanent. The House Ways and Means Committee has released details about a Republican plan for that. And that's not easy to get through either, is it?
Oh, no, it's not. Anytime you deal with that or the tax reform, it's a nightmare. That's, you know, like pulling a heavy anchor uphill. So there's a lot to it. And then, of course, you throw in with what's going on with Mueller and, you know, op-eds and everything else that's been done. Yeah, the place is up. I mean, I think they're going to start down from the list of 37 that didn't do it. They're going to go down. They're going to start to their wives. Their wives didn't do it. And then maybe everybody can get polygraphed. You know, so that's a buzz in D.C.
There you go. All right, Bob Ney, always a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much.
You too, Kate. Thank you.
So we were talking at the top there. You heard about the hurricane, and, you know, this is serious stuff, folks. I mean, I've said this before. I've been in one hurricane. I was a kid. I've been around, danced around hurricanes. In other words, covered them after the fact. And, you know, the University of North Carolina, Wilmington, cancel, evac, which is good because that's what has to happen. You have to take this seriously. People in Charleston were doing the sandbagging thing, but, I mean, they are right in the face of this thing. Raleigh, we've had Greg Stebbin on this show, my pal, many, many times, talking about what's going on in the tech world, etc. And, of course, on Forbes Books at Bedtime, my tag team partner there, he and his wife are in the middle of this. They're in Raleigh, and I talked to them, or I went back and forth with him today, actually texting. I saw him last week, and they're pretty worried. People are very worried about this because when, again, you see the eye of this sucker, and you see that all of the models, the European, the American, etc., are all going in the same direction. Bad news. More on the hurricane and other odds and ends. What's shaking in your hood? We're going to talk about it next on ATN.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract. From within a few days, I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, sent and delivered through post, regardless of sunshine or rains.
Let's dig in the mailbag!
Carriers delivered to home in person, letters, packages, paper, they may have fun and arrive.
Email.
Donation.
And if you're listening and you want to send me something, just go to katedelaneyradio.com. I made it easier that way. There was confusion over the America Tonight site. I couldn't get americatonight.com, so I went to katedelaneyradio.com. Just my name, pretty easy to remember. Click on contact, jump in there, boom, and let it rip on whatever it is that you want to share. And a lot of you wanted to share what was going on in your neighborhoods, including what was happening in the Carolinas, especially getting ready for Florence. And I have friends in that area, and certainly I've talked about that before, and I've broadcast from Charleston many times in the last 2 years. This is, you know, terrible for the people I know because they're all having to clear out, and then they don't know what they're coming back to, and this is what now they've had to do several times. But this is life in what they call the low-lying areas, and this is it. So in Charleston, I was talking to someone today, it might have even been the other, who was telling me that in 20 years they're saying you can get property pretty cheap in some places that are waterfront property because of these sorts of things, the hurricane, the flooding, that they think a lot of that land is going to go away. So Florence approaching the East Coast. And I got this one from Joe, who says, Kate, I have a house in Charleston. I know you've talked about Charleston, and all over South Carolina, it's bad. Governor McMaster is talking about, you know, Tuesday at noon, you've got this evacuation order, and there's eight counties along the coastline that all have to be out. And if you know the roads, and I think you do, this is going to be a strong line of traffic. And I think that's why McMaster made it on Tuesday, because they're afraid of risking lives, since this thing is really supposed to hit on Thursday. Yeah, in Virginia, they're doing it too. They're doing, and by the way, the roads you're talking about, I know you're talking about 26 and 501, because that's where you go away from the coast. And since I've been on those, and I just was a couple months ago, I know them. So Virginia, same thing. And I got this from Michael in Virginia. Kate, I've listened to the show. Usually I listen to it, tune in. I've heard you talk about that. So thanks for loading those babies up, because that's where I listen to them podcasting-wise. In Virginia, they're telling us pretty much big chunks of any of the coastal areas to get out. And they're saying mandatory evac starting at 8 in the morning. I'm grabbing my Joe, my fam. We're all packed up and ready to roll. If you have any family in the area, anywhere coastal, tell them not to try to ride it out, just to get out. Yeah, don't try to ride it out. I agree. Just go inland and, you know, hook up with other friends or relatives or hotel or, you know, whatever it might be. So people are doing that. They're you know, lines are at gas stations. People are packing up cars. Some people are boarding things up. But they've done this drill before. Grocery stores are out of water, milk, bread, that kind of stuff. Batteries, generators, all of that. See, this goes to emergency preparedness. Sometimes people laugh about, like, the commercials, like, oh, emergency preparedness. This is why. Like, do you have, you know, do you have a go bag? Do you have anything should you get slammed by something unexpected? Now, here there's a little time with the hurricane. If you take the warning and get out, sometimes people wait till the last second. And in these cases, that's why they're saying you got to evacuate now, because they know the roads will be too jammed. And see, here's the other thing that happens. No matter what, there's definitely a wall of water that's going to slam into a lot of those, a lot of the coastal cities. And then your electricity goes out, power's out, trees can snap, sometimes catastrophic. But regardless, you go back into those areas, there's nothing. There's nothing you can do there. And it's that aftermath, as we know, that can be so deadly. Got another one here from Roy. And Roy said, Kate, last time I did not heed the warning, and I had to deal with the loss of power for weeks. This time I'm not going to take the chance. I live in Raleigh. It's a little more inland, but it's still close enough. And according to what all the weather guys are saying in my area, it looks like it's going to whip right through us. People are really, really clearing out or getting ready to clear out. Yeah, and remember, too, you know, we're going to see more of that intensity through September, because this is hurricane season, especially the Atlantic hurricane season started back in June. But if it's going to kick in, usually it's a little bit later, and this is the awful part. There are two other storms also in the Atlantic, hurricanes Helene and Isaac, but they're not expected to hit U.S. They're not expected to hit the U.S., but who knows? Sometimes it can take a wild turn. I think it's just really strictly the worry is about it's about Florence. All right, I got to go to a couple of other things, including this one from Eric, who says, how about that? Looks like the old man's getting it done with the whole NAFTA thing with Canada and Mexico. Do you think he'll get credit for that, Kate, or do you think there's just so much hatred toward Trump that people will just gloss over it? I don't think you can gloss over it. You know, we just talked to Bob Ney about that. I mean, being able to pull that together and, you know, really pulling this off is a good thing. because, yeah, others before haven't done that. There's been all that conversation. In fact, it was constantly the punchline when it would come up, when it was part of a skit on Saturday Night Live for a reason, because there were angles that you could use and exploit about NAFTA, right? So, yes, this is, it's a very, very big deal, and it looks like it's happening. You know, if they're pumping up the meeting early, that means we're trying to get this thing done. I mean, these are what they're calling high-level talks. So you have the Canadian foreign minister, the U.S. trade rep that's there. They're going to try to hammer out details, complex stuff in this agreement that would include all three countries. I mean, this deal has been a 24-year deal. So you had the U.S. and Canada, where it was sticky, meeting for most of last week. There was no real resolution, but now it looks like there is. That's a good thing. If they're having these constructive meetings and they think this is what's happening moving forward, is great, because there's a couple of unresolved issues, like the dairy market, cultural exemptions. There's a few other things that are challenging between Canada and the U.S. And Trudeau says, look, we need to keep the Chapter 19 dispute resolution because that ensures that the rules are actually followed, because that was one of the disputes about this thing called Chapter 19. It allows Canada to challenge U.S. tariffs. So, you know, go figure on that, right? Of course. So it is a sticking point, but it's, yeah, absolutely. There's no way anyone can say it's not a big deal. And I got this one from somebody listening to us in Dallas. This one is from Josh, rather. He says, Kate, did you hear the story about the female cop who went into the wrong apartment after she worked a 15-hour day and shot a black man who was completely innocent? His door was a little bit open, and, of course, he wasn't armed. He was sleeping, they believe. She shot him twice in the chest. It's going to be at least manslaughter. It's a very depressing story. Yeah, the Botham Jean is his name. His apartment was just unlocked. It wasn't open. It was just unlocked. And it was in a high rise in a decent area. And the cop, Amber Geiger, the police officer, had worked 15 hours. You're absolutely right. So she somehow got off on the wrong floor, went to the wrong apartment, thought her apartment was being broken into, and it wasn't. Very sad. Remember, you can send me your thoughts, KateDelaneyRadio.com. Stay with us.
Now what do you say?
Hit the road, Jack, and don't come back no more.
No more, no more, no more.
Hit the road, Jack, and don't come back no more.
Oh, woman, oh, woman, you sure is mean.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You have USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. President Trump says the federal government ready to assist as Hurricane Florence heads for a direct hit on the Carolina coast. The president has spoken with the governors of South Carolina, North Carolina, and Virginia, all on the path of a powerful storm. South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster orders people living along the coast in his state to move inland.
I authorized an executive order declaring a state of emergency in Maryland in anticipation of Hurricane Florence.
Farther north in Maryland, Governor Larry Hogan declares a state of emergency.
But we are preparing for the potential of historic, catastrophic, and life-threatening flooding in Maryland.
North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper saying,
the forecast places North Carolina in the bullseye of Hurricane Florence.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Tonight, Kate Delaney. We got wicked weather with the hurricane, the focus of so many. The sad story in Dallas about the police officer working the 15-hour day that somebody brought up in the mailbag, sending me an email about it, and having our satellite facility here. I'm very familiar with the story. The district attorney is wanting more. We don't know what's going to happen with that, obviously. The police report, very short. She looked distraught. There was somebody had video of her where she was just pacing back and forth calling 911. They tried to do what they could to help the poor guy, and unfortunately, they could not do anything. And the question then becomes, okay, so you know that the optics of this 15-hour day goes into the wrong apartment, and what did Amber Geiger say happened before she shot Botham Jean? And the details that are coming out is that they say what happened was that she's saying that the door was just slightly ajar, according to the arrest warrant, because she was arrested. She lives in the apartment directly below Jean, entered the apartment believing it was her own, and it wasn't. So she inserted a key into the door, fully opening it. Then she saw what she said was a large silhouette across the room, believing it was a burglar. She drew her firearm, said she yielded some commands and said it was they were ignored, so she fired her gun twice. She told the police officer, Geiger, told investigators that Jean moved toward her. She had gone to the wrong apartment after parking on the fourth floor of what was the South Side Flats apartment where she lived. So she was arrested, manslaughter, second degree felony. She's a 4-year veteran of the police force in Dallas and arrested on Sunday for that, posted the $300,000 bond, released, and shortly after she turned herself into the Kaufman County Jail. Just an incredibly sad story. The district attorney, a woman named Faith Johnson, spoke at a news conference on Monday and said that they're looking independently at the case. The Texas Rangers are still investigating. They're doing a thorough investigation. The grand jury will make the final decision on the charge or charges that come out of it. But it is harrowing. It is awful. It is, who knows what ultimately the grand jury is going to come up with here, but we're certainly going to hear more about it. That's for certain. Also on the minds of so many of you, because I said this is, you know, where we take it to your neighborhood as we bop from direction to direction, besides Florence and the fury of that and now saying that winds could top out if it's a Cat 4 at 140 miles an hour, that affects a lot of people listening to America Tonight. Please heed the orders to evac and just get somewhere where you know it's safe, because just trying to ride out the wall of water and what could happen, not worth it. I know that there would be the idea that you could try to do that, and trust me, I would be a person that would try to dig in my heels, but I've seen what happens when you just know it's coming right for you. I mean, when you know it's coming right for you. We also have people listening in the D.C. area, and in D.C., there are a few things that they're talking about besides the usual fare, meaning what's happening on the Hill. But now this whole thing with the airports, they've got a new system at Dulles where international travelers leave their boarding passes and passports in their pocket. They have that whole scan thing going on. So they're saying that the system will increase security and decrease boarding times. But we go back to the how do you feel about that. They compare the faces of travelers approaching the gate. Then they compare the photo to a gallery that includes images of that person, either their passport photo for U.S. citizens or the photo taken off of foreign nationals when they enter the country. The process eliminates that whole need for the airline person, employee, whatever, to check every boarding pass and passport when they're boarding a plane. They say it's 99% accurate during the testing. That's what they came up with. So this may be something you see more. We know we've been talking about this being the possibility. And these CPBs, they're called, keep the photos for 14 days. They're doing that during the testing anyway. And Lufthansa announced that, you know, in the spring that they boarded an A380 with over 350 passengers at LAX in less than 20 minutes. They said there was no fumbling and nobody was complaining and it was great. But I don't know, is that so thumbs up? Like, eh. You know, here's what happens. I ask my friends, what do you think? And you know what they'll say? They'll be like, well, they have everything on us anyway, so what's the diff? Eh. I don't know. I get increased security measures, but then we go back into that too much security, too much info out there, technology used for the good and technology used to smother us. And then ultimately, when something comes up that's wrong, everybody's going to scream bloody murder. And how many of those kind of cases are we going to see? How foolproof, I guess, would be the thing. How foolproof is it would be the key. I that's what I think. I don't know the answer to that question. I know they're saying in the testing 90 percentile, but I just know how these things work, and I have a feeling it could, you know, it could drop down just a little bit, perhaps just a little bit. Something else that is being discussed, of course, is midterm elections that are coming up. And in the Florida's governor race, they're talking about DeSantis. And, you know, Ron DeSantis has really kind of embraced the whole, you know, paying homage, if you will, and that's exactly what they said in a New York Times article recently, to Cuban exiles who have been faithful to the Republican Party for generations, which is true. I know that. DeSantis didn't want to talk about Fidel Castro when he's out there on the trail, but he talks about the scourge in American politics. Socialism is what he's saying in the form of Andrew Gillum. That's his opponent in this governor's race. So he's traipsing around the state, as is Gillum. Gillum is rejecting the whole, I'm not a socialist, rejecting that label, and says that his campaign reflects policies that are really more mainstream Democratic, if than anything else. Now, Gillum isn't expected to win this. The Republican Party is intensifying its message, and I can't imagine, because they're saying, you know, they're painting on Twitter that Gillum is the mayor of Tallahassee, is a failed socialist mayor. So he looks like he's going to win this one, and Cuban Americans are rallying around Republicans like DeSantis. And then, of course, Governor Rick Scott, who's running for the Senate in Florida. So embracing the Hispanic community. And then there's Marco Rubio, who joined DeSantis on Monday and talked about there's no community in America that understands freedom as well as ours. And I don't just say ours anymore as far as Cuban Americans. If you come from Nicaragua, Venezuela, you know what it's like to have your freedom taken away. So there's a real big play on that there, and that is striking a chord with Floridians. There are some other interesting races that, as it gets closer, we'll be talking about across the nation that could have some big switches in voting blocks, although I don't think overall the makeup of what we see on the Hill is going to change. The Me Too movement can add another face to the pile. This was talked about heavily. Les Moonves, the king of CBS, forever and a day, 23 years at CBS, but done. There was a boardroom fight that challenged his hold on the company because of a couple of accusations about sexual misconduct that have been made by not just one, not just two, but 12 women. And there was a piece written by Pulitzer Prize-winning investigative journalist Ronan Farrow, who talked about this executive whose public persona was at odds with the predator that he was, as he described him, in private. So the repercussions of this, you think about media and Hollywood, etc., and you look at Harvey Weinstein and Matt Lauer and Charlie Rose and Roger Ailes, that they've all lost their positions, and now that's the end of the line for Les Moonves, so he is out of there. I think it's a question of how they're eking him out, but he began his career by actually being an actor on the $6 Million Man, and he was a pearl diver on a show called Cannon, etc., and then he rose through the ranks of TV, but all of these accusations were just too much, and then that said, he's going to walk away with some incredible amount of money. I think it's like $124 million, something like that, and then he's going to still have an office for a year or two, so CBS is trying to figure it out, but they're definitely trying to distance themselves from somebody who has horrible amounts of sexual allegations, misconduct coming out against him. Coming up next, we're going into a different kind of man cave here on America Tonight.
Bay bacon lovers. We ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
So we are in the man cave. Yeah, it looks pretty plush right now. And there is action going on because we've had an incredible week in the NFL. And the biggest game that has been talked about is the game that was our game of the week in Nail the Score, which, by the way, Nail the Score will be tomorrow night. It's been moved up to tomorrow night because I'll be doing the show from Los Angeles on Wednesday. So Nail the Score is in our next show. We had guesses like Pete from Texas who said the Packers would win 28-21. Sharon in Maine thought the Packers would win 35-21. I said 34-21. Nathan said 34-24. All good guesses, and then there were some others that also got in just in time to do the internet thing. Like, in other words, they got it into Kate Delaney Radio, because if you do that till the top of the hour, you're safe. We had five people that chimed in there. And there's a guy named Johnson who came close, but not close enough. He said 26-23. Now, how are you guessing that, 26-23? Okay, so what happened in the game was phenomenal. And when I say what happened in the game was phenomenal, at 20 points the Packers are trailing. Aaron Rodgers is hurt. He's carted off the field. He is the star. It's the 100-year anniversary of the Green Bay Packers. And here the superstar is going away. And they got nothing on the board, and they're getting completely annihilated by the Bears. Second half, much different story. Aaron Rodgers ends up having a game of his life. 20 of 30, 286 yards, passing, 3 touchdowns. Just absolutely incredible. They beat the Bears 24-23. Now, his status for the next game against the Vikings is up in the air, but there is no doubt that he was the star of this show. I mean, just incredible, the odds of Green Bay winning this. Here's what Aaron Rodgers had to say after the game.
You know, playing behind Brett Favre for 3 years, you realize you got to be tough to play this position. So you got to, in that situation, it's about coming back out and leading. And if you can do it, deal with the pain, you should be out there.
All right, so that was a big one from the week. There were some other interesting games. Don't forget, we do Nail the Score every week, and we give away a prize every week. We have a drawing for that because it is the 10-year anniversary of me doing this show, and I thought to honor it that it wouldn't just be if somebody flat-out nailed the score. We would give a little prize for just being part of it, you know, whether you did it through the Internet, by sending us your email guess, or called in. So just a reminder, we're moving it this week because of my flight to the West Coast. So, Serena Williams is in the finals of the U.S. Open against Naomi Osaka. She really wants to win. It would be amazing for her to win yet another title. What happens is that she gets called all over the place for she gets a point penalty. And then after the point penalty, she slams her racket and shatters it. And then she tells the umpire that he is a thief and robbed her of a game. So was it fair for the chair umpire to take away a point, then a game, toward the end of her loss to the eventual champ, this young Naomi Osaka, the first woman from Japan to do it? The thing that's interesting is the men have done it. It really is true. Men have thrown their rackets. Trust me, I've been there on that court because I like tennis. And that was always one of my treats with my mother, because in this business, I would take her to the U.S. Open. And I would always think, oh, my mother has to cover her ears. But so it's strange. She's the best player in the game. She's been around for a long time. Did she cross the line, though, even if it wasn't right? She's going to be 37 in a few weeks. She's super, super competitive. She lost her cool, certainly. The officials can be biased. They hold grudges against athletes they don't like. We know this from all of the sports across the board. I don't know about this chair umpire, Carlos Ramos. I don't think he has a bias against her. I don't know. It was these violations. So she had the one code called. She had a code violation for coaching. That was the first thing, and that set off the events, really, that Patrick, her coach, was coaching her. And I think she didn't even see him, but regardless, then it was a second violation when she smashed the racket in the fifth game of the second set after two double faults actually hurt her to take a 4-1 lead, because she would have had a 4-1 lead. But then the third violation, when she sat down and she said, listen, she was arguing with the chair umpire and saying, you're a thief and I don't cheat and you're hurting my daughter. I have a daughter. This is ridiculous. And, you know, she went on, and then that was it. After the meltdown, then it was a game. And a game is a lot when you're in the finals of the U.S. Open. You're already down a set. So there's been a lot of conversation about this. I give Serena credit because with everybody booing in New York, and this is our biggest stage, folks, of all the sporting events we have, I thought it was classy that she told him, stop it, this is a big moment, let's give her, you know, let's celebrate this moment. And thank goodness she said that. And here's what she had to say in a difficult moment afterwards.
It's hard to say because I always fight to the end and I always try to come back no matter what. But she was also playing really, really well. So it's hard to say that I wouldn't have got a new level because I've done it so many times in my career. So this is a tough question. I felt like she played really well. Like I said, she made a lot of shots, and she was so focused. And I think, you know, and whenever at a break point, she had came up with some great serve. And honestly, there's a lot I can learn from her from this match, and I hope to learn a lot from that.
All right, so in the end, she was gracious about it. What can she do? She said that she was asked about it. Would she have won? Because she is the queen of the comeback, and she's right. She has no idea if she would have won or not. There's so much conversation about that, I got to tell you. And for even people not watching tennis or paying attention to sports even, there was definitely interest in this story without question. All right, what else is going on in the world of sports? The Aggies, darn near in college football, darn near beat Clemson. I mean, really close. What an incredible moment for Jimbo Fisher, the coach, the new coach of the Aggies. Texas A&M was oh so close, but you know what they say about being close? It doesn't quite count, but it still was amazing to watch that. So a full week of college football in the second week of college football, and now they move on. Clemson moves on as number two ranked the AP poll to host Georgia Southern. It'll be a much different kind of game than we saw with week two, where they had it on the line and they barely won that. 28-26 was the final score. So they held off A&M with all that massive drama. I mean, there was routes all over the place. Alabama rolls Tide like no one's business, if you know what I mean. They knock off Arkansas State 57-7. And then there were other big scores like Ohio State in the Big Ten downing Rutgers 52-3. And Jonathan Taylor, who I think has a great shot at winning the Heisman, another 253 rushing yards. And Wisconsin checks in at 5 in the AP poll, beating New Mexico 45-14. And then there were a slew of other interesting games on the board. The music means that we got to call it a wrap. Thanks so much to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Remember, you can always hit me up at katedelaneyradio.com. katedelaneyradio.com. And look us up on TuneIn Radio, America Tonight.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Hi, I'm Kelly Cook, Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart and Sears. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Kmart to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Kmart's team today at marchforbabies.org.